A panel of doctors will decide how harshly physicians should be punished if they violate Tennessee's new opioid prescribing laws. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports this was a sticking point in Governor Bill Haslam's opioid plan approved by the legislature this year.
The Tennessee Health Department wanted a minimum 5-year ban on prescribing opioids for anyone found, here's the legalese, in significant deviation of sound medical judgment. But there's a lot of debate about what that means. Dr. Michael Whiting is one of the physicians appointed to sort that out.
We want to be appropriately regulatory, but we don't want to be inappropriately heavy-handed.
Whiting is part of a task force to establish penalties for doctors and nurse practitioners who overprescribe under the new law. They don't want such a tough punishment for first offenses, and a 5-year prescribing ban has been among the harshest penalties used in the past. Groups representing medical professionals have charted out a much more lenient system, with a 5-year ban only coming after a third offense. But working out the details will take time. If this task force fails to agree on a system by April, the 5-year ban would become the state's minimum penalty, even for a first offense. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.